Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. I think you're going to find this next half hour fascinating. I'm really excited to be able to be doing this show because I know I'm going to learn a lot today, and I think you are too. You know, there are many people who can help you in many aspects of your life. We talk to coaches all the time who help people in their business world, also in their family situations and maybe having family problems. And there are those who help you if, you know, you've lost a loved one. You are suffering a lot of grief. How can people heal the grief that they have felt from losing loved ones, relationships, being a pets, or even, you know, financial problems or illnesses? It's a really great question. With unprecedented wars increasing and political unrest all over, crime and violence about us, you know, the struggle to make ends meet, those are just some of the big problems today that everybody is suffering from. What is a safe and gentle way to unfold and sustain a positive mindset? How do you do that? Often, emotional woundedness causes over-medicating with drugs and alcohol, as you know. Healing the past brings peace of mind and feelings, and healing your mind, your body, and your emotions and spirit by receiving answers to fundamental questions by seeking out a credible and reputable spiritual worker who has safely demonstrated the sacred gifts of connecting people with their ancestors, their angels, and their divine helpers is one way to do that. These amazing celestial beings of light gently guide spiritual growth and emotional healing, supporting people to achieve greater degrees of wholeness and wellness and purpose. And another item or term for such a gifted person is a conduit for spirit. We're going to be talking to someone who does exactly that today. She is a conduit for spirit. Her name is Doreen South. She's based in Hamilton, Ontario, in Canada. And she has earned and is recognized as a reputable conduit for spirit and is a global traditional worker. I know that may sound strange to you. You don't have any. What is a global traditional worker? I'll be honest with you. I'm not familiar with that term. It's an interesting term. She is certified by the First Nation Education Institute, and she has many years of formal training. She's also a specialist in anger management. She has holistic counseling education. She is a highly sought-after spiritual practitioner who, listen carefully now, communicates with angels, divine helpers, and spirit guides. She is a biological cell phone between the earth world and the divine spirit world. I hope you understand what I just said. Her name again is Doreen South, and I am really delighted to bring her on the line with us and to get a clearer explanation of exactly what she does, because it sounds fascinating. So again, let me bring her on. Her line is open out. Doreen South in Hamilton, Ontario. Hey, good afternoon, early afternoon, Doreen. How are you? It's a delight to have you with us. How are you today?
Thank you very much, Doug. I'm doing very, very well and very excited to be back on the show. And send greetings and blessings to all the listeners today.
I would like you to begin by telling me, most interesting, when people come to you for help, what are they seeking? What do they want when they come to you? I want people out there in the audience who hear us, who may be having problems, who get an understanding of how you can help somebody who is suffering from all these various issues we mentioned at the outset. How do you answer that?
Well, there are many, many different reasons why people seek out professional services, reliable services like my own. We cover different topics in a session. You know, some people are having financial difficulties and are seeking divine insight as to, you know, how to get through it, how to get around it, when it's going to end. Sometimes it's their health. Sometimes they've lost a loved one. And they really, really need to hear from that loved one in order to heal their grief. Now, Doug, today with us, we have such a person, and she's willing to give a testimony as to her experience with utilizing the gifts that I carry. So I'm going to put her on the line now.
Okay. What's her name? Do you want to introduce her?
For sure. I'll introduce myself, actually. My name is Veronica Nashkawa, and I'm a First Nation member of Sagamuck Anishinaabeg, which is about 4 or 5 hours north of here. And I've been utilizing Doreen's gift for probably the last 15 years or so. And I've had some really beautiful and amazing interactions with her. I've had some beautiful experiences and connections with people who have passed in my life, specifically a very close one, which was my late husband. Doreen was able to provide details to me about his passing, the circumstances, the kind of what was going on that day, because it was a really unexpected passing. He had lost his life on the water doing commercial fishing. So there were a lot of unanswered questions about that day. And Doreen's gift allowed for my late husband to come through and to provide some answers to me, which really helped with my grief and understanding. Sometimes it wasn't things that I wanted to hear because, choices were made and which resulted in his passing. So, but it really gave me a clear picture of what happened and, allowed me to move forward in my grief and my healing.
Can I ask you a question? I'm interested to know, number one, I know you've been using Doreen's services for a long time. Doreen, by the way, is a specialist in mediumship, and that really is where what you're talking about comes into play. She made contact with your husband who had passed away. He was on the other side, right? How long had he passed before you were able to communicate with him or hear from him?
It was probably 3 weeks. By the time I had seen her, she had come to our community, and so I made an appointment to see her, and so it was really heavy in grief at that time, and it was really something that I needed, and I was so grateful for her ability to connect and to give me those answers I was seeking.
Do me a favor and describe for the people who are hearing you for the first time, including me, exactly what happened. Did you went in and asked her if she could make contact with your husband? And I can find out later. I always thought people had to be on the other side for a considerable length of time before you could make contact with them. You say you made contact in 3 weeks. What happened? Did you hear directly from him, or did you ask questions of Doreen and she asked, your husband who had passed away for answers? Is that what it was? Explain it.
Yeah. So she actually made the connection. She was actually at some point speaking as though, my husband was speaking through her. She was feeling the emotions, the pain, the injuries, and she was able to explain those things to me. She explained things about the morning he woke up, the things that happened in our home, and it all made perfect sense. I was able to make connections as to why things, happened that day, and she explained why they did and how they did, and that really solidified my belief in her gift, because there's no possible way you could have guessed those things. You can't make those sorts of things up. She said these things, and then I told her, this is what happened this morning. And so it all connected. So it was an extremely powerful experience. And like I said, it really solidified my belief in her gifts.
I can understand that. I would like to know what you think is the most important thing you learned that morning when she was communicating with him.
I guess it was... the manner, we never believe or want to know when it's somebody's time.
Right.
So we're passing it off as a huge accident. But like I said, the things that occurred that day, he should not have been on the water that day. Spirits were trying to intervene by putting obstacles in his way that he was brushing aside. So having so much commitment to his job of caring for those fish and not allowing them to go to waste, the water was not ideal. It was wavy, it was choppy, it was not good. But he pushed those things aside, which were signs given by his ancestors, but he ignored them and put himself in a situation which, you know, ultimately ended in his passing.
I assume from what you're saying that he drowned. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you another question. Obviously, with his passing, you know, weeks, I don't know how long ago that was when he passed, you obviously must have many questions that you would want answered if you could talk to him. Do you come back to Doreen to see if she can help you contact him again to get answers? Have you done that?
I have not. I felt as though the information that she provided to me at that point was sufficient enough for me to come into acceptance and to move forward.
Okay, I understand. Well, listen, that's an amazing story you tell. Thank you very, very much. I'm sure, you know, you're very thankful what Doreen has been able to do. I'm sure there are a lot of people listening to you thinking, wow, that's really wonderful. So let me talk back again to Doreen. Go ahead. Now, listen, thanks for taking the time to come in to do this for us, okay?
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Hello?
Doreen, yes, you're back with us again.
Yes.
Let me ask you a little bit about how you do this. How long – we could go back to the very beginning and find out how you knew you had the ability to do this. Or is this something you learned? Can this be taught? You are a specialist in mediumship. I did say that. Really very important here to know that,
yes.
Right?
We can learn to unfold our gifts, absolutely. Back in 1969, when I was guided to my first teachers, my first masters, I was only 18 years old, and I chose to sit in with a small group who were all learning to unfold their capacities. And my very first night in class, we had academic knowledge as well as practicum. And my very first night in pitch darkness, I was asked to work the circle. Now, I'm just reiterating a piece of what happened in the last interview, but I'll do it very quickly. So we in the darkness, you go to the person to your left, right hand to right hand, which is sometimes awkward trying to find each other's hand because, you know, wasn't developed or extended enough to see in the dark yet, and go around the circle and give messages to each person I received a message for. Well, I went around the entire circle not receiving anything until I came to one of the teachers and held her hand, and over top of her head was an illuminated white feather that was slightly bent near the top. And that was the only thing that I saw that night. So I took my seat, and then the teacher was asked by the other master, you know, what does that mean to you? And my teacher replied, Doreen, my spirit teacher's name is Bent Feather. And that was my first experience sitting in discipline. I sat with them for many years. And then moving on from them, Spirit took over my training directly. So I learned directly from Spirit now. Would you like to hear the dream I received that called me to service 20-some years after I started my discipline?
I would love to hear that. I know you are a dream interpreter. I would love to hear you explain that, yes.
Okay, so I also receive dreams that guide my life. And after 20-some years of discipline, with no intention of being a worker for Creator at that time I'd say around 1992, 1995, I received a dream one night. In this dream, I was brought in front of, first of all, the landscape was flat, the grass was all dried out, there were no trees. So I'm brought in front of this tiny little one-and-a-half-story wood frame house which was empty. And I walked in the front door in the dream, no furniture, no curtains. And I turned to the right, go through a doorway into the kitchen. Now, that's the whole main floor of this little house in the dream. In the kitchen, a spirit woman was standing. And she looked at me and she said, "Doreen, would you like to see the rest of the house?" And I said, "Yes." So I walked back into the living room. She walks through the wall. I looked at her and said, "Do you know you're dead?" And she said, "Do you know you're still alive?" And I thought, whoa, I'm in her world. So I went upstairs because that was the only other place to go to see the house. And as I came around the banister upstairs, the window at the end of the short hallway had a very large dagger suspended in the air, pointed toward me. And it started to slice through the air. I felt fear. I backed up against the wall. I crouched down and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die in spirit world. And I have three young children that I'm raising alone. So I felt a hand then touch my shoulder and I looked up and it was the spirit woman. And she said, "This is my first direct teaching." She said, "Doreen, in this work, you must never know fear. Come with me." We went downstairs to the kitchen, out the back door. Now, the back door scenery is totally different. There's this huge body of water. There's all these lush trees in full leaf bloom, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Against the side of the house is a tubular stand with a large rectangular machine on it, with a large hose coming out one side into the water, a large hose coming out the opposite side onto the land. She flipped the switch, and fish started to come out, and she flipped it off. Placing her hand on the machine, she said to me, "Doreen, do you know what this means?" And I said, "No, because I need to be truthful." She took a heavy sigh. I'll always remember that. She went, and she said, pointing to the water, "This is unlimited resource." In other words, symbolic of the creator, unlimited resource. She looked at the fish that came out and she said, "This is what people need from unlimited resource." She placed her hand back on the machine and she said, "Doreen, this is you. Now do you understand?" And I said, "No." Oh, I said, "I'm sorry." I said, "Yes, I do understand." With that, the dream ended, and that was my call to service from the Creator to begin the sacred work with many people.
No kidding. That's fascinating. You know, I have a number of questions I really would like to explore with you. I want to talk to you a little bit about the television shows and the radio shows you've done. But
yeah,
I know that you bring messages from angels and our loved ones that have passed over to provide comfort, love, help, and healing through their messages. In fact, yeah, it's been written, "For those who fear death, you affirm that we never die." And you explain that being on earth is not about life and death. It's a cycle of birth and rebirth. In other words, we birth into the physical, and when our physical body ends, we rebirth back to the spirit world.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's
amazing.
That is absolutely correct. Yes. Yes. So we're not physical beings. We are spirits, first and foremost. Always, we are the spirit. Let me give you an analogy. Think about your laptop. It has a hard case. That's the body. It has software. Let's call that our memories and feelings. It has a power source, that spirit. If that battery goes dead and we can't plug it in, or it gets severely damaged, we dump coffee or something on it, and it just, there's, that power is gone, right? And we know that energy cannot be destroyed. This is physics. Energy cannot be destroyed. It simply changes its properties, right?
Yes.
So we're the same way. We have a hard case, the body. We have software, memory, and feelings. And we have the life force, which is our spirit. And when our physical vessel can no longer be repaired, we have to move. We have to vacate. And so we move to a place where there is wireless communication, and that's called heaven or the spirit world.
By the way, you say this also includes our fur babies and the animals who teach us life lessons about the beauty of unconditional love.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's,
and I'll tell you a really very recent one.
Yeah.
I was just at, on Manitoulin Island, I was invited to a police station to work with staff. And I went in early to meet with the coordinator, and we're sitting in the boardroom at the police station, and something caught my eye. So I looked over, and there's this black cat walking across the table, but it wasn't physical. And I looked at the woman I was talking with, and I said, "Do you have a cat in spirit? And is it really dark fur?" And she nearly burst into tears. It was her fur baby. She said, "I love that cat, and I miss that cat so much." So there I was, and the cat appeared to let her know that it still comes to visit her and still hangs around with her. And she was so happy.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We're talking to Doreen South. Doreen, what's the most simple explanation to say who or what it is you do? How is the best way to introduce you? This is Doreen South, who is, you fill the
I
gap.
I am a conduit for spirit, which just like plumbing is a conduit for water, wires are a conduit for electricity, I am a conduit with that beautiful divine spirit world. And my purpose is to help people heal and overcome their challenges in safe and comfortable and respectful, responsible ways.
That's very good. It's long, but it's good. let me explain to people, by the way, you have a great website. There's a lot of information on your website. It's DoreenSouth.com. That's simple. DoreenSouth.com. If you're interested in getting in touch with Doreen, that's the place to go. You'll learn how to reach her, get in touch with her. You'll learn about what she does, and she does so much. You, when you hear someone described as somebody who can connect you with your ancestors and your angels and your divine helpers, it makes you wonder, you know, I'm not sure who I want to get. Angel, talk to me about our angels. We have angels around us all of the time. Is that true? Is that right?
Yes, we do. And oftentimes when we're going through abuses, traumas, people say, "So where are they? Where are they? Where
exactly.
is where,
where
and,
are
and
they?
Fair, they are there. But keep in mind, when the perpetrator is so enmeshed in their ego that's causing them to behave in this unseemly fashion. By the way, ego is an acronym, edging God out, E-G-O. It's difficult for the divine helpers to get through the density of that ego to influence the spirit of that person who's perpetrating. They make efforts. They try, and sometimes there's a breakthrough, and sometimes that perpetrator has to hit the wall, so to speak, in order to wake up to their own choices and what's causing it. A lot of perpetrators are such because of their own emotional pain and negative self-messages from the abuses of their past, and that's what we call intergenerational trauma. And that can be healed as well.
Okay. You know, I mentioned before, you had a TV show on that ran for a number of years in Canada, a radio show as well. What did you do on the television shows? They must have been arresting to watch, I would think.
Okay.
Tell me.
All right. It was live, like this is. And there was a phone number for the viewers to call in, and I couldn't see them. They could see me. They would ask questions. And then I would channel and deliver the answers to them. Now, the person in the sound booth where it's all, you know, they control the volumes and everything, she disclosed that whenever I went into the state of receiving, all of the indicators went crazy. All of the levels started to go off the chart because
okay.
the energy that went into the studio actually affected that. Yeah, so I worked live and gave messages and talked about different topics. as well
yeah.
in between the calls coming in. Yeah. There was
this one woman
I remember distinctly. She called into the show, and she wanted to know if her daughter was going to have babies. Now, there are ethics and principles to this work. So what I had to say to her was, we don't have your daughter's permission to tell you if she's going to have babies. However, if you ask us, are you going to be a grandmother anytime soon, we can answer that question because it's about you. So you see the principles and the ethics involved? We cannot talk about other people in certain circumstances without their permission. We have to respect that. Otherwise, we're invading privacy.
I understand. That's a good point to bring up, and that's very good. By the way, if anybody is listening, but let's hope somebody is listening, if they're interested in getting in touch with you, explain to me how you do this. You're in Canada, in Hamilton, Ontario.
Yes.
I assume you do this with people who could be anywhere. Is that right? It could be in Florida. It could be in England. Am I right?
South Africa.
Ireland.
Yep. All around. Yeah. So basically on my website, there is an appointment request form. They fill out the details. They get an email. I get an email. And from that, we start the process of setting up the date and time. And then we meet through Zoom. So it is visual, it is audible, and I electronically record the session and email it to them. I don't keep those recordings. That's for them. Because it comes through me, not from me, there's very little, if anything, that I remember from the session. So electronically recording it and emailing the session to them is good. They can review it. Sometimes we do healing exercises in the session, and it's recorded. So they can go back to that part of the recording, replay the healing exercise to reinforce the effectiveness of what we had done initially.
Interestingly, the person you are contacting is speaking through you. They are using your body as a mechanism to talk to the guest who really wants to talk to them. I'm just wondering, when are you in a state, kind of a physical state, while that's happening? Are you aware of what you're saying?
I'm aware of what I'm saying, but I don't retain it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if there's many people who come to me because one of their family members has committed suicide.
Yeah.
And so that's all I know is that being had chosen suicide because they couldn't live hell on earth anymore. And so when that connection is made, and I always, always, always say to the Creator, you know, I pray for protection for both of us, all of us. And then I say, you know, I'm asking Creator to give me a safe and strong connection with, and then I name the spirit. When it comes through me, it's very physical. I may experience my spine stretching and gravity. So
okay.
I hung. I was hung.
Doreen?
I may feel, yes.
I just need to point. Listen, we're running out of time. I think it's fascinating what you do. Let me ask you, do you love doing what you're doing? What's your response?
Yes, I do love what I'm doing because I have the honor, the privilege, and the humility of witnessing people heal. It's their success. I'm just supporting their success through offering the services of these gifts.
That's a good way to put it. Doreen, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for being our guest. Anybody listening, if you want more information, go to her website, DoreenSouth.com. She'll be delighted to help with you, and who knows who you might be able to get in touch with. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? Absolutely, totally amazing. Doreen, thank you, my dear. Hope we can do this again sometime. You're amazing.
How about Friday?
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.